This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is just a small snippet. We're going to start putting some smaller clips on the YouTube channel of just some general tips and advices and motivations and whatnot. One of the things that I found to be very helpful for me, I have a lot of coaching and counseling clients who come to me and they're overwhelmed. And I've been there myself. I know what it feels like to be overwhelmed, overstressed. You just don't know where you're going in life, what you need to do next. So many things are drowning you out. And I've given them this advice. And this advice has worked well for me. And it's worked well for many of the clients that I've given this to. Is take all of the things in your life that are stressing you and write them down. All of the things in your life that are stressing you and that are putting your wits in, that are causing you sleepless nights, that are messing with your head, and write them down. And then get another piece of paper and draw a line down the middle and make a list with two sides. On one side of that list, write things that I can control. On the other side of that list, write things that I cannot control. And then start listing your stresses. And ask yourself, is this something I can control? Or is it something I can't control? If it's something you can control, for instance, let's say it's your health. You know what I mean? You're overweight or you need to exercise more, things of that nature. Put that on the side of things that I can control. And then start writing a plan of what you're going to do to take control of that. Write it down. The things, like three-step plan. Three small steps that I'm going to do to better that. Like it's my health. I'm going to start eating better. I'm going to start sleeping better. And I'm going to start exercising. So these are three things that you know. So now your brain knows, intrinsically, your brain understands that these things are written down. We have a plan for them. It's not going to stress about them as much because our brain likes to protect us, right? It's going to try to do things that remind you to protect yourself. So if it knows there's something wrong, it's going to continue to bother you about it. But your brain has this way of knowing that if it's written down, if there's a plan, then it won't stress over it as much because you can continue to look at that and put that list somewhere where you can see it, that look, we have a plan for this. We're working on it, inshallah. So continue to do that. If something on that list is something you cannot control, then put it on the other side. And those things which you cannot control, for instance, let's say it's how someone is behaving towards you, or it's, for instance, the weather. Let's say it's the weather. It's too hot. It's too cold. Is that something we can control? No, we can't control it. Put those things on the side of the list that you cannot control. And those things that you cannot control, give them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the things you have to let go of, brothers and sisters. Because if we don't let go of those, a lot of times I will see people holding on to stressors about things that they cannot control. And if you can't control them, they will control you. They will control your stress. They will control your anxiety. Those are the things you have to let go of and leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the things you make dua about. These are the things you get up in the middle of the night and pray tahajjud about. These are the things. Like, let's say you've applied for a job, right? Or you're trying to get a new position in your job and you don't know whether or not it's going to be accepted. You don't know whether or not you're going to get the job. You don't know whether or not you're going to get the raise, etc. That's not something you can control. If you've done everything you can and now it's out of your hands, you put that on the side of the list of things that you cannot control and you give that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you codify things like this and you put it somewhere where you can see it every single day, like for me, my list is right there on the other side of my office. I see it every day of the things I can and can't control. And the things that I can control, my brain knows we have a plan that we're working on these things. And the things that I cannot control, these things are the things that we leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the things that we have tawakkul about. Tawakkul means that you've let it go and you leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't know how He's going to solve it. You don't know what the plan is. You don't know what's going to happen. You have no control of the outcome. But nevertheless, you trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You leave it to Him. This is going to make your life and your stressors so much easier to manage and maintain. Because if not, we will continue to wreck ourselves about things that either we can do something about, but we're not. And that's our problem, right? That's something we can self-correct. If there are things that are stressing you that you can do something about and you're not, that will be a constant source of stress. So make sure you make that plan and start working on it incrementally. You don't have to change overnight. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Progress is not linear, right? And it's not an event. Progress is not linear and it's not an event, meaning that you don't just have something happen and you're a new person. You have to work at that every single day. You're going to have some days where you advance and you're going to have some days where you have setbacks. You're going to have another days where you advance more and then you have a setback. Advance, setback, advance, setbacks. Progress is not linear. It's not just some line curvature that goes straight up. You're going to go up and then maybe sideways where you're not really making a lot of progress and you're going to go down some, up, down. So understand that you also have to be kind to yourself. You have to be kind to yourself. And never, ever, ever, let me tell you, when you make these plans, the things that you can work on, make a plan. This is where you need discipline. Discipline is better than motivation. Motivation is overhyped, right? People say you need to be motivated. Yes, but you can't be motivated all the time. No one can be motivated every single day. It's an almost impossibility. No one's motivated every single day. And half the time, more than half the time, I would say 70, 80% of the time, you're going to have to do things simply because you have to do them. This is where discipline is more important than motivation. Discipline, meaning that I'm going to do these things regardless of how I feel. I'm going to get up and get out of bed and do these things regardless of what my mind is telling me, regardless of what my body is telling me. I'm going to push forward and do them anyway. Because as you become disciplined to doing those things regularly, they will become habits. And creating good habits will change the parameters and it will change the prognosis and outcome of your life. So you have to do that. But on the other side, the things that we cannot control, those are the things that we have to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to have tawakkul in Him. We have to have reliant trust on Him. And I remember there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherein he said that Allah laughs, right? Allah laughs. And one of the companions asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, so you're telling me that Allah laughs? He said, yes. And so it is said that how could we be despondent? How could we not have hope in the Rabb who laughs in a matter that befits His majesty and glory, but He laughs. It is said that a Rabb that laughs, a Lord that laughs, then He is a Lord that is going to be generous and bountiful and merciful to us. So we should never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He loves all of those who believe, and He has said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that the believers will be successful. So if we maintain our belief, if we maintain the belief in Allah and His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, then we will be successful. We have to have hope in that. And that is where the things that we cannot control, we leave them to Allah. We don't know what the plan is, but we trust the planner. So brothers and sisters, take this small advice from me. The things that are stressing you in your life, do this list. Do this list and work on it. The things that you can work on, work on. The things that you can't control, you also work on those by leaving them to Allah and not allowing yourself to continue to dwell and stress over things you can't have any control over. And let me know how it works for you. And also, if you think this is helpful, let me know in the comments or other tips that you would like to see or other suggestions you have for little shorter videos that we have. We're going to do quite often, inshallah. Then drop them in the comments below, inshallah. And if you want to become a counseling or coaching client and want to have one-to-one sit-down sessions with me, the link is in the description. So more YouTube videos to come, inshallah. Look forward to the next one. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. وبركاته.